Well, now to Colorado, where there is a last-minute push to turn in signatures for ballot questions in November. The deadline is Monday, and a couple of those ballot questions could have an effect on which party controls the U.S. Senate. Joining us to explain is Megan Verlee, reporter for Here and Now contributor, Colorado Public Radio. Megan, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
So these ballot questions that some Democrats are worried about are backed by Democratic Congressman Jared Polis from Colorado. Tell us what they would do.
Well, the first would create a 2,000-foot setback between drilling operations and any occupied structure, so a house, a school, a business. That's a lot larger than the state has right now. Currently, the setback limit is around 500 feet, so this is a massive increase. And then the other one, the other initiative, would create an environmental bill of rights, which would allow local governments to set stricter environmental regulations than the state does, really shifting the balance of power and regulation to local governments. And it's unclear exactly how that might be used, but, you know, there's some thought that local governments that are concerned about drilling could try and turn to that to ban energy development entirely.
And we see that Coloradans for Safe and Clean Energy says it's gotten more than 98,000 signatures on that setback initiative and more than 96,000 to add to the Environmental Bill of Rights. Is that enough? Are these on the ballot yet?
They are not on the ballot yet, but they're well over the number they need and within the margin where even if some of those signatures get thrown out, they're very likely to be on the ballot.
So why are Democrats so nervous about this on a national level?
Well, you've got to look at the election situation overall in Colorado. We have a U.S. Senator, Mark Udall, who's in a very tight race against a Republican Congressman, Cory Gardner. And then we also have a governor who's in a very tight race. Both of them are concerned that these initiatives could bring out a lot of Republican voters who are worried that if they pass, they're going to drive industry out of the state. They're going to make Colorado less, especially oil and gas friendly, but less business friendly in general. So there's a concern that it could drive up Republican turnout in what's already likely to be a good Republican turnout year. And then there's some concern that they might depress Democratic turnout for those two races because both Udall and Hickenlooper, our governor, are opposing these ballot initiatives. They say they're bad for the state. They're urging voters to vote against them. And so if you've got Democratic voters who are angry about oil and gas development near their homes, are worried about these issues, and they hear a lot that Democratic candidates aren't supporting them, they might just sit those two top races out entirely and hand the Senate race to Cory Gardner. And that's one more seat that the Republicans have picked up towards their goal of taking back the U.S. Senate.
And by the way, on the point of the people who oppose this measure or one of these measures, the Stan Dempsey, who's head of the Colorado Petroleum Association, says that it would cut in half the amount of land available for fracking in Colorado if it passes. Is that true?
I think you have to take any statements like that from either side with a grain of salt, but it would significantly limit the easily available area for these companies. Because if you think about 2,000 feet, that's almost a half a mile. And we've got where the drilling is happening right now, it's densely populated enough that once you're a half a mile away from one house, you're probably within a half mile of another. The initiatives would allow companies to work out deals with homeowners to be closer to their structures, but it would definitely make drilling a lot more complicated than it is right now.
So you've got the Democratic senator and the Democratic governor saying they're not in favor, and you've got Jared Polis saying, I'm going forward with it. What's he saying?
Well, Polis has been, in direct conversations, rather coy about his support for these initiatives. When I talked with him, he wouldn't even say outright that he was going to vote for them. But it's understood that he is putting his own money behind them. He has a significant personal fortune. And Polis represents a very blue part of the state, a part of the state that's seeing a lot of drilling and where residents are very upset about it. And he also has a history of being his own man, in part because he can be self-funded in his political campaigns. And so he has so far not backed down in the face of what seems to be a tremendous amount of pressure from his own party not to make this an issue this year.
And what are the predictions right now?
Right now, the industry seems to have polling that suggests they can beat these initiatives. But in the past, voters have, at least in blue parts of Colorado, have seemed in favor of passing more restrictions on the industry. So it's really anybody's guess.
Megan Verlee, reporter with Here Now contributor Colorado Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.